Joel R. Saganinich, Coach Cy, 79 of Burnside, Kentucky, passed away on Sunday, August 27, 2023, at the University of Kentucky Medical Center in Lexington, Kentucky. Cy graduated from Eastern Carolina University with a Bachelor of Science degree in physical education and minors in psychology and history, which is where he met his wife-to-be, Ginger. He achieved a Level 5 coaching status in the United States swimming, which is the highest level in coaching. Cy began his coaching career in 1965 while in college and dreamed of becoming a U.S. Olympic coach. He helped organize and coach the East Carolina Swim Association in Greenville, North Carolina. Upon graduation in 1966, Cy and Ginger moved to Raleigh, North Carolina to teach while also coaching the Raleigh Y swim team. After 3 years in which he had numerous top 10 in respective age groups and building a much larger team, they moved to the Florida Gold Coast, which was the hotbed of swimming. Lake Worth Swim Association was a small unknown program, but under Cy, there were numerous top 10 in the nation and more swimmers. The team bought a swim club for member and training purposes, of which Cy became the manager and coach. He wanted to be a full-time coach, so he accepted a job as head coach of the Westside Victory Swim Club in Nashville, Tennessee, where he discovered the 8-year-old swim phenom Tracy Calkins. The team set a record for the 11-12-400 medley race. Cy's swimmers went on to set numerous records, and the team grew. Cy was approached to move to Elizabethtown, Kentucky, and accepted the job as head coach. Under Cy's tutelage, the E-Town Panthers accumulated 15 individual state titles, 12 of which were state records. Cy led the Panthers to 3 boys' state titles, 3 boys' state runner-up titles, 1 girls' state title, 3 girls' state runner-up titles, 5 combined state titles, as well as 20 regional records. Coach Cy was Men's Coach of the Year in 1987, 88, 1990, and the Outstanding Female Coach of the Year in 1989, 1990, and 1991, as well as nominated as National Coach of the Year in 1989. Under Cy's lead, the team grew, more records were broken, and a pool built. He also formed the Masters program, bid, and won the U.S. Masters National Meet, a great accomplishment for a small town. Moving on to Biddendorf, Iowa, he became the head coach of the USS and high school swim team, where he again built the program, but the stress of coaching took the toll. He had open-heart surgery, so decided it was time to work in a less stressful position. He became the senior coach in Rochester, Minnesota. However, after being a head coach for so many years, he found it to be more stressful. He accepted a position as head coach of Aquana Swimming in Manassas, Virginia. The program became more successful, and Cy also formed a master's program. After 50 years with numerous records, national swimmers, swimmers who went to college on part-time or full-time scholarships, 3 swimmers receiving the National Broderick Award, 3 Kentucky High School Boys State Swimming Championships, and becoming a Kentucky Colonel, it was time to retire. In 2019, his accomplishments were highlighted as he was inducted into the Elizabethtown High School Athletic Hall of Fame. He built programs, but most of all challenged his swimmers to be the best they could be as a swimmer and citizens. Cy and Ginger retired to Burnside, Kentucky in 2015. He was proud to become a third-degree knight as a member of the Knights of Columbus in Somerset. He enjoyed the camaraderie developed through working on their various community projects. Cy loved their lake view from the deck and the deer and birds. He enjoyed his hobbies of fishing, gardening, painting, and creating fish and wildlife sculptures. He will be missed by all who knew him. We love you. This audio obituary announcement has been brought to you as a service of Southern Oaks Funeral Home, 2110 West Highway 914, Somerset, Kentucky. Feel free to contact us by calling 679-6257.